Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Benz is the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we got him on mainly to give us an update on the Minnesota Timberwolves pick, where they're at in the standings, and what's likely to happen or not likely to happen. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm actually sitting outside, so in Minneapolis, you know, the weather has finally turned. It's no longer cold, and it's weird to be still calling games with the weather so nice here, but I'm not complaining.
So, Dave, for Warrior fans who maybe don't understand exactly where the Timberwolves fit in, why don't you give them a quick thumbnail and then update the pick and the standings of where the T-Wolves are?
Well, I mean, it's really convoluted right now. Timberwolves played Orlando last night, and Orlando was one game better than the Wolves in the standings. And, you know, there are some people who think it probably wasn't a good idea for the Timberwolves to win that game. They ended up going out and pounding the Magic by 32 last night. So now there's a tie. And I haven't looked at it today, Matty, but I think Detroit is right there too. So it's going to come down to these final couple of games. And, you know, I think that it's highly likely that a few teams are going to be tied. And how the tiebreakers fall, I really don't know. I don't know with the new lottery system. I haven't paid that close attention to it. Obviously, Warriors fans are well aware that if the Timberwolves don't stay in the top three, then the pick is going to convey to Golden State. And it's a pretty good-looking draft. So I'm sure that Warriors fans are salivating at the concept of being able to get that pick. The Timberwolves made a decision that it was more important for them to build some cohesion and try to see what they have chemistry-wise with Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards than it was to try and go chasing, you know, a couple extra percentage points to be able to try to keep the pick. And you know, honestly, as somebody who's watched the Timberwolves for 9 years, and this will be the eighth out of 9 years that they're not going to go to the playoffs, I'm all in full support of, you know what, play the games and try to win and do the right thing, and karma will hopefully be on your side, because the Timberwolves have not had a lot of luck in the draft prior to this past year. And they did win the draft this past year and got Anthony Edwards, and I think a lot of people were thinking it was a down year on the draft. But I think when you look back on this year's draft class, the 2020 draft class, in a few years, you're going to realize it was a pretty impressive draft class, especially with, you know, some of those guys at the top, Edwards and LaMelo Ball and Tyrese Halliburton down the road for you guys in Sacramento. And you know, Wiseman has a really high ceiling. It could still be a stud. So I think this draft class is going to look pretty good in a couple of years.
What was the concern level in Minnesota of the slow start for Anthony Edwards? And what's the overall outlook of fans in terms of this pick that they may lose to Golden State?
You know, I think fans are disappointed that they can lose the pick, but the enthusiasm about Anthony Edwards right now, it is palpable. And you talk about a guy who has just been, I mean, it's hard to believe that he's 19 years old. He's going out there and he is absolutely just dominating on so many ends of the basketball court. The game before last on Friday night, the Timberwolves played Miami, and, you know, Eric Spoelstra, he had his team trapping Anthony Edwards the second he touched the ball, sometimes getting double teamed, you know, multiple times on a single possession. Jimmy Butler was on Anthony Edwards most of the game as the primary defender, really trying to shut him down. And Edwards still ended up finishing the game with 25 points. You know, last night he didn't have as many points. I think it was, I think he finished last night with 12 or 14, but he had 10 rebounds and five dimes, a block and a steal. I mean, the kid is just, he is way better than I could have possibly hoped he could be. I don't know if he will win the Rookie of the Year, because I think nationally so many people got hyped up on what LaMelo did early. And even though LaMelo missed so many games, you know, I think that that train kind of left the station. But, man, if you're not looking at what Anthony Edwards is doing, it is a real travesty, because what he's doing is special. Prior to that game last night, he had gone four straight with 25 points or more. his split since the All-Star break are ridiculous. He's averaging almost 25 a game. He's, you know, getting five rebounds a night. He's shooting over 40% from three. There is nothing the kid can't do on the basketball court, and it's sometimes you got to pinch yourself when and think about that he's only 19.
Dave, that's crazy, and I got to tell you this, he hasn't got injured. He has my vote for Rookie of the Year, but I want to talk about your job, getting in the car, you know, on game nights now that you got a mini big three, and you talk about Edwards, and just from my vantage point, I don't know how to quantify this, but it looks like they're playing for the coach, Dave. I mean, just talk about how excited you are now watching what the T-Wolves are running out there on a nightly basis.
Well, yeah, and that's Steiny's guy, Chris Finch. I know that they go back here. They got those Pennsylvania roots.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a shame that Ryan Saunders never had a chance to really have any consistency with the guys. I mean, D'Lo was hurt, and Cat was out, and it was just, you know, they never really had a chance to have any sustained time on the floor together. So I don't know to this point whether or not Ryan would have been able to get the success Chris has had, but man, Chris is a bona fide coach. You know, he coached the British national team. He coached overseas in Germany and in the UK and in Belgium, and won the G League title with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers when, you know, Houston was having them experiment with, you know, kind of the new NBA with just kind of getting threes and layups and free throws. And he's been well traveled and just really, there's a calm demeanor about him. I think that the players in the locker room really have kind of, you know, backed him. And I think at first it was really questionable how they were going to receive him because Ryan was so well liked and the switch was made so swiftly in the middle of the season. But yeah, he's done a fantastic job. And, you know, the Timberwolves, I think, you know, Jim Peterson, our fantastic analyst, he said last night on our broadcast that he thinks Chris Finch is the best coach that the Timberwolves have had, you know, working the bench since Rick Adelman. And Rick was the head coach my first 2 years when I came and took the play-by-play job. And, you know, that's no disservice to Flip Saunders and Sam Mitchell and, you know, Ryan Saunders and Tom Thibodeau. But there seems to be just an aura about Chris Finch that he really kind of has a vision and is set up to be able to have some success with this team if they can, you know, stay healthy with any consistency next year.
Dave, before we let you go, how many times their own weight can an ant actually carry?
It's between 500 to 1,000, man, between depending on what website you go to.
When you said ants can't swim, I thought it came from a place of ant torture. Did you torture ants as a little boy?
Well, you know, there may have been a magnifying glass at some point in my childhood.
Nice.
I'll just leave it at that. You know, but, yeah, you know, it's so fun. Anthony Edwards, when he started slinging some of those dunks, you know, I'm not really a broadcaster that wants to have, you know, contrived, preconceived things. I try to keep it as organic as possible, but he started having some of these amazing dunks on a regular basis, and I had a conversation with some of my close friends, and I'm like, I got to come up with something special for him because that's just how good he is. So, you know, we kind of bandied around the idea of Ant Facts, and you know, now it's taken on a life of its own, and I have a whole list of them, and I can tell you guys I'm sitting on the best one of all.
Lots
it's going to be when he hits the game winner. When he hits a game winner, as time expires, I have the most amazing, most appropriate ant facts locked and loaded. I was hoping that the Timberwolves were going to have that a few games ago. We had a game go down to the wire, and we lost in overtime to New Orleans. And I thought that an ant had been playing fantastic, but he didn't touch the ball in the final possession of regulation. We were in a tie game, and we had the ball with a chance to win it, and D'Lo ended up taking the shot. But I was like, I want an ant to take that shot and hit it so bad because I got the best ant fact ever.
All right. Well, we've been paying attention out here in the Bay, so keep up the good work, Dave.